BBC London 94.9.
Let's move the subject on. Talk about graffiti or wall art, and whether or not you think it perks up your neighbourhood, or whether you think no matter what's on the wall, it's all graffiti, it's not street art. Well, let's welcome to the studio Mark Clack, the founder of Wood Street Walls. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your project that you're doing?
So the project is kind of threefold, really. It's really to connect artists with the local community, so providing the artists local spaces to paint, so taking old, bleak and dreary walls and hoardings of housing developments and really brighten up the area. But it's also to establish a new creative hub in the Waltham Forest area. So there was a recent study that's come out, the Artist Workspace Study, that was commissioned by the Mayor of London, that says there's over 11,000 artists in London. Within 5 years, around 3,000 of those artists won't have spaces to work. So what we'd like to do, within a Waltham Forest area, there's only about 70 studio spaces compared to a neighbouring borough like Hackney, which is around 1,100.
Mm.
So we'd like to really connect the local artists to the local community and keep them within that borough. Waltham Forest is a great artistic heritage, so you've got people like Alfred Hitchcock, you've got Grayson Perry, you've got the William Morris Gallery, we've even got like an E17 arts trail, which is kind of very unique in London. And what we'd like to really do is use that creative hub to then connect the artistic community to the local community by providing free workshops every month in return of providing affordable artist workspace for those artists.
Well, I mean, we got you in, Mark, because we scour the local London papers each week to see, because London papers often pick up on stories that we don't all necessarily hear about if you're not in the area. And, you know, we thought, yeah, this is a positive story, this is good.
Great.
But there has been this long argument, which the paper did pick up on, about, you know, whether this really is street art or whether you're just basically allowing people to, you know, to spray what people would call graffiti all over buildings, and whether it's actually going to ruin the area. And that's what your local paper picks up on. So we thought this might create an interesting debate.
Yeah.
Banksy, you know, people see that as art. Other people see it as an eyesore. Whatever, it's worth hundreds of thousands of pounds wherever it pops up. I think the latest one was just down the road from me, actually. One's popped up in Battersea. It looks like the genuine article.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I think it's
what's
great.
What's it of? I don't know that one.
It's the girl of hope with the balloon of hope again.
Yeah.
But a slightly different twist on it.
Okay. I love his artwork.
Well, I got a transfer. You know, you can buy transfers of his art.
Oh, okay.
Like life size, and I've got, because I've got a huge white wall in my house, and I've got the girl with the balloon in my house, and it looks really cool. It looks great.
Yeah.
But, you know, when does it stop being art?
I think Banksy's a great point of reference. So when people talk about graffiti or even street art, they talk about Banksy, but there's so many different artists out there. For example, if you walk around Hackney in East London, there's an artist called Ben Ein who started out as a graffiti artist and has moved on to more of a street art kind. So if you look around hoardings or shutters around East London, you might see letters on them. He's actually now had his work handed from David Cameron, has handed it to Barack Obama as one of these presents that they give each other when they meet each other. So
that's kind of endorsing it. And then, so, I mean, is he allowed to paint on whatever he wants?
Well, it's about getting permission. So part of Wood Street Walls' mission is to connect the local businesses with local artists. So
yes,
we definitely wouldn't do anything without permission.
Yeah.
And Metropolitan, who provide affordable housing for the London area, were kind enough to donate their hoardings as part of a trial to see if it actually generated interest.
Yes.
The hoardings that we did it over a weekend. It's quite the artwork was created by two artists called Static, who are quite well established artists but local. And it's a very unique piece of its kind. It's a 3D artwork with wood, with a local carpenter, Gary Banks, who's actually helped to create it. But I think Metropolitan, given they're quite a big organisation, saw the merit to try this out. And I think the positive comments and the feedback we've got, we've just started a crowdfunding campaign on a crowdfunding platform called Space Hive to raise money for a new artist space in Waltham Forest. that's raised over, we've raised over £1,200 in the space of 2 days. Yeah. So the feedback's been fantastic. We've already got more, we've secured more wall spaces as now we've got a point of reference for this piece of artwork. So I think as long as, I think graffiti and street art, you could maybe marry up the two.
Well, these get, well I call them, I'm a bit old-fashioned, I suppose, but you call them, I see them as murals. You see some fantastic kind of murals. And then you get those horrific tacks where people have just got a spray can.
It's lazy, isn't it?
And they've just, but it's some kind of trademark, isn't it? Some kind of tag. And it's vandalism.
Well, it's not, I think it's vandalism. No, it is, I agree with you. It's not talent. But are you finding that some artists, they don't want to work within a scheme that gives them permission?
That's interesting, because then suddenly it's not as cool.
Well, it's not so subversive.
I think it's a good point. I think the difficulty that we had when we started off Wood Street Walls is having an actual point of reference. And when you actually go to the local business and say, would you donate your wall, even though the wall is quite dreary, it's broken, it needs replastering or repainting, once you have that point of reference that someone actually takes a risk and says, OK, we can try it, then people have a point of reference to say, right, this is really great. And it gets people talking. And street art, if we take it away from graffiti, street art has been an area where you can actually bring people to the high street, get more footfall to the local high streets to bring people into local businesses.
So there's both, Mark. That's what we're saying today, isn't it? That there are artists who, and their work only looks good on a street, basically. Mm. It might look quite nice in your living room, but it looks good on the street. The street is the canvas. I mean, with Banksy, his work works so much better. He picks his places very carefully. But then you've got vandalism. You have got graffiti. Mm-hmm. When you go into Eastern Europe, it's a massive problem there. And a lot of it is racist graffiti as well in some places. In London, I think the big, we've been talking about gang culture today, a lot of it is postcoding, isn't it? It's marking their territory, I suppose.
I don't feel comfortable enough to talk about gang culture
but that's vandalism,
about
isn't it? It's not art.
I think around the vandalism and street art, I think if graffiti has negative connotations. So
you look at
graffiti as an area of degeneration, where people look at street art in a different context where it's regeneration. So I think going back to the point around street art, does it look the same in people's homes than it does in walls? If you look at the artists that we work with, Static, they've actually replicated what they put on a wall or within a frame, very 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 similar to what they've done on the hoarding that we have. So it's really dependent on the artist, and where we're talking about local businesses and getting permission, it's matching the right artist with the right local business and the right area as well.
Let's throw this out then. I mean, has Mark inspired you this morning? Would you allow someone to spray their artwork and get their hands loose on your business wall or even your home wall or your garden wall? Do you see it as art or do you just see it as graffiti and vandalism? 0207 224 2000 or you can text us 81333.
Depends how cool it is, doesn't it? Because I think I would. I think it's fantastic. But if I was going to donate my wall, if I had a business or an end terrace house, you sort of think, I'd want them to cover the whole wall and so that no one else then just messed it up around it.
I agree. Yeah, and I think there's a way of where the artists actually come on board, they agree to maintain it, or there's anti-graffiti paint that you can actually clean the mural. Yeah. So I think the concern is if you put a piece of art on there, then people might tag over it.
How would you feel if you live next door to Harriet Scott? Give us a call, 0207 224 2000. You woke up one morning and found a brightly coloured mural across a garden wall that to you just looks like vandalism.
Mark, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the project. Sounds great. And if there's any aspiring artists then who want to get in touch and want to be a part of it, what do they look up?
So the crowdfunding website, the Twitter handle is Wood Street Walls, but our crowdfunding website where anybody can pledge any type of support or money is woodstreetstudios.co.uk. And we've already raised £1,200. So it's been a fantastic response.
Okay. I think, I mean, I can kind of see it on the wall of a bar or a business or offices. And if you go into Shoreditch now, a lot of that's going on in Shoreditch as well, which is becoming the kind of cool hangout in London. I don't know, I'm home, Harriet? I mean,
yeah.
I've got, like I said, a copy of Banksy on one of my walls inside my house, but I don't know if I could have it outside. I don't know, it'd be a bit weird.
I don't know. I'm just thinking it's probably everything he didn't stand for is a copy of it inside your house.
It was worth
a transfer you bought from the internet. Yeah. I don't think it's what Banksy would have wanted.
He kicked off a larger discussion, and I think there's just outside of Banksy, there's a whole load of other street artists or artists out there.
He's inspired
that
a lot of
explore.
People.
Exactly.
Yeah, I might actually try and do it myself.
I knew
next time.
You were going to say that. I could read it. I knew you were going to say that.
Do you know, we've been together for 7 months on the radio, and I'm predictable already. Our relationship's got to that stage, Harriet.
Uh-huh. Mark, thank you very much indeed for coming in. It's 10:52 on BBC London 94.9.